more non-religious view, standpoint, you know. So basically I cover all the bases, and you see, the thing why I think this is a very important question is that especially on Aruba or in countries like, you know, non-Western countries, it's very important to master also the more spiritual, or let's call it the more parapsychological areas, you know, because we know, for instance, that, you know, Africa, India, the East, these are places, you know, where there is a whole different type of psyche, you know, so for instance to be effective on Aruba as a psychologist, you know, it's I think the Dutch are now realizing too that to be effective with the Antillians and the Surinamers, etc., in Holland, they need a little more than that classical Western view, you know, which includes that spiritual aspect, which is not religious, but which is that thing, that spiritual aspect of, you know, going beyond the physical and the material. And so it's that that has made me, I think, very effective on Aruba. You know, let me just, you know, this is, it's much more important than a lot of people think, because, you know, we basically, as you said, you know, we've imported everything from Holland and the West, basically Holland, Aruba. I've recently started to say that I've called Aruba a sort of a prisoner within the Dutch kingdom. But I mean a mental prisoner, meaning that, you know, the Aruba, being made to believe that you cannot stand on your own legs, you know? That is in and of itself a kind of a prison. And so maybe today we can get into some of that. But the point is, so yes, what we have been importing in terms of, for instance, mental health techniques, methods, processes, products, has never really connected to what the people are like here, you know, because especially in the mental health setting, we know that the mind plays this huge role, even in physical disease. But the mind is like, people don't live in the physical world, really. They live in an interpretation of the world that they are in. So you're really living in the meaning that you give to things. We know that stress is not something out there that is necessarily affecting you as such, but it's the way you interpret that thing. So the human lives in a virtual reality, really. You know, we're different from the other, beings, you know, like a lot of biology has been studied very much in terms of, you know, the animal kingdom. But the human has this added individuality to it. It lives in its own Umwelt, we say in German, you know. And that world is very much a product of programming, you know, of a child.
How is it important that you have, from the infancy phase, a good setting for that child?
Well, you know, I think it's what we're finding out now is that so the mind is really programs, you know, we're running programs, patterns, beliefs, expectations. It's really software. And right, the software gets installed at a very early age, you know. The main wealth of a nation would be, you could say, these first years, you know, the early years, because that's where the deep structural programs are installed. The earlier, the more profound. We talk of deep structure. We talk of, at the deepest levels of the unconscious, we found now also a hardware level. You see, we create computers. They come out of us, so we create them in our image. So there's also this hardware level in the mind that, for instance, not only the programs that are installed in a child's childhood, you know, if a child keeps hearing that it's this or that, after a while it will become like that. You know, it runs those programs forever until there is serious therapy to change, you know, to deprogram. But we know now that there is even a hardware level that even if you change the software, if you don't change the hardware, you keep getting more of the same. So the mind is really layers upon layers, you know, of programming, of structure, conditioning. And to peel off all of those skins, to deprogram, to reach to the core, which is that we call that like the true self, you know, which is the sovereign self, freedom, mental freedom. It takes a lot of deprogram. And as in our society, as you said, which is a society, a trauma-based society, you know, we're a society that it's basically trauma-based because, for instance, we know that sexual abuse of children is an epidemic.
Yeah.
The problem with the sexual abuse is that the earlier the abuse, the less the person is going to remember it. So there's a huge subcontinent of that iceberg under the water that the people themselves don't know. So that's why this is why when we come to the numbers, it's a joke. You know, the specialists that work in this area, like myself, and that do deep sea diving, meaning going into the unconscious to recover these hidden memories, secret files to themselves. I feel that the level of trauma is incredible. I mean, people wouldn't even want to know how many people have been sexually abused. The why am I bringing that up, Elton, is because if your whole society is basically traumatized at this early age, right? And there is a concerted effort to cover that up, because there is.
Yeah.
Then you have the feeding ground of a mind control system. Because when you're traumatized at an early age, the mind is split, is compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And it's the feeding ground for mind control, you know? You know, but that's it. Because what we've been witnessing is because... So imagine you have a society of widespread trauma. You know, be it sexual abuse or abuse, physical or emotional, rejections, abandonment, you name it. And then what you get on top of that is a drugging of this problem, because what we have on Aruba basically is a drug policy to deal with mental health. You know, as you said, you know, I speak the truth. The psychologists have been extradited, so what, out of the medical system, insurance.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing now is after 20 years of drugging with psychiatric drugs, this trauma-based field, we've seen now that it has, what we are seeing now from this is a society, what I call frozen. Frozen means numb. Because these drugs, they numb the pain.
Mm.
Not only they push these secrets deeper, and the deeper you push this, the more you mess the mind up. But we've created a society of frozen, a frozen city society where everybody is numb, everybody is sedated, and so it's zombie-like. It's a kind of a zombie society because Ellen, I think this is a major factor in what has happened to society, you know. And it's not only Aruba. It's basically Aruba. When I call it a prisoner of the Dutch kingdom, it's because we basically import everything, even what we should think. And then you have people, you know, trying to say that, yeah, you know, you cannot stand on your own legs and all that. I think that's all like mind control, hypnotic.
Yep.
The point is that when you have no own thought process, you have no real own identity, you don't have a real own development, and the word in Dutch really hits it, eigen ontwikkeling.
Yeah.
It's not an option, you know, there's no option to becoming a real individual, be it individually or collectively, nationally. So what happens when you combine that? So basically a kind of an ex-colony that is still mentally enslaved, but that is doing a hell of a good job in doing as if it has freed itself. Combine that with the drugging of your mental situation, and I'm not overstating this, it's literally the drugging of all social emotional problems away, because nowadays if the kid in the classroom is a little bit energetic, they say you have
drugs.
More and more psychology is being sort of pushed into a kind of an unholy alliance with psychiatry, and it's being imposed from the top, you know. Aruba doesn't even feel that it has to think, you know, decide, think on matters that we just import. I swear to God, on every area, education, psychology, medicine, it's so we're being from on top is being imposed an unholy alliance, I call it. So that the psychologists, you know, would play more and more a role with the psychiatrist, while, which I believe is based on a kind of a problem with Big Pharma, you know, that wants to take over the whole field of, you know, and we have been effectively, the real psychologists, which are maybe a handful that are left, that understand the true identity of psychology, and that know that we are, if anything, Elton, if this is a difficult discipline, because many people study psychology and they never understood it, because it's a very profound thing. But those that really understood it, they know that we are really at the opposite end of psychiatry. Yes, you know, because that psychiatrists are basically physicians. They're trained for the physical. And psychology is, we are trained for the software, the mental, you see? These are opposite ends of the spectrum, you know what I mean? But, yes, there's a big misperception by people about, you know, psychologists being somehow psychiatrist or somehow some version of that. But there's also a concerted effort, what I call, is to blur the lines, because there's several big professors now in Europe that have pulled a whistleblower in terms of that the medical profession, almost in and of itself, but especially psychiatry, has been bought by Big Pharma.
Now, where do we develop to become a society of labeling?
Right. There's a huge, huge effort to do this, you know, to make that we are being basically now almost obliged to become part of that labeling process. And it's psychiatric labeling, you know. It is very dangerous because these labels, they have power, you know. If you're labeled, for instance,
insurance, your job, you name it,
yes,
your family, the way people look at you,
yes, everything,
yeah.
you create a mess, because you create, so for instance, you get someone, give you an example, if nowadays if you, they say, yeah, you know, you have bipolar disorder, you immediately quarantine at your job if people find out, you know, because they think you're crazy. And society in its entirety is going to look at you as something, you know, different and not right. And while it's not true, the different professors did all of these tests, and everybody scores on some psychiatric label. If it means very successful people, so everybody, it is a ploy deployed on us from out of Big Pharma to sell medicine, Elton. Look, we are in a, we must speak the truth now.
Yes.
We are in the last lap of where the big corporations have taken over everything. They've taken over food. What we're eating is not even food anymore. It's just GMO junk. They've taken over medicine. The universities, the top European professors are all saying, Nobel Prize 2013 in medicine has said that Big Pharma has taken over medicine.
Of course.
It's become a business to keep people sick. Yes. You know, and all of these things come out of trauma, you know, hurt experiences, the stuff that you couldn't process or digest, and you know, and then they're stored into these secret files in your mind, and that you need to uncover. And this is what, so the it splits up the mind, and the mind then cannot function. It becomes also, what happens through trauma is that you become an addict to things. And this trend with this labeling is going to make it 10 times worse, because then nobody, we were the last people in mental health where you could go without being labeled psychiatrically. Mm-hmm. Now that we're it's basically over, because big pharma, which controls these big institutions, they're imposing on people to be labeled, you know. It's a tragedy. Listen, I see kids that are at school 9 years, 8 years, that lose a parent. Parents have divorced. They go into a depression, which is the most natural thing, because buting duele. You know, you need to, you have to mourn.
Process it, yeah.
Mourn.
What happens now? What is now the situation is that the social workers and the whole system is set up to say these children are depressed. We need to shuttle them out to the clinic to get pills.
Mm-hmm.
8-9 years for real life hurt experiences. Gezins moeilijkheden. When someone loses their husband or their wife, their job and their house, they're going down, mm-hmm, in a very deep hole. You're not psychiatric. You should go down, because you have to work on to mourn the losses.
Yeah, mourning,
so all of the hulpvraag, all of the real hulpvraag, is going into being drugged. And this is just a part of the spectrum, okay? Because we know that the mind-body connection is completely overlooked now in this system, you know, because in the Western system, the mind and the body are viewed as separate. If you ask me, that's a psychiatric disorder, because
yeah,
no other culture in the whole world sees it like that. You know, if you go to Africa, you go to India, you go to China.
China, yeah.
It's all mind-body.
Yeah.
And so what do we have in the West is a complete separation of the two. And then, but of course, the house doctor, the honest house doctor, will tell you that they are aware that 90% of the first house visits is psychic, meaning stress, problems with your husband, problem at your job, you don't know how to deal with hurt experiences, but all of that is put into the pockets of big pharma. There is no financial crisis. There is a crisis of where the money is funneled to. These big international corporations are sucking the wealth away from the people. Yes, so we have now been this. I say that the society has turned upside down. You know, it's not even that the society has unhinged, in the terms of the Dutch word is
ontwricht.
Ontwricht, unhinged. It's not even. It's turned upside down. Where I always use the semile of the Neverland. You know, a world that is upside down, where we are by manufactured consent, and we are invested and financing our own demise, because we're feeding these corporations that are making a profit off of keeping people in sick care. It's not health care. If you keep sick, they make money. We know now, for instance, that at this thing they call cancer treatment is not cancer treatment, because everybody gets cancer a second time and worse. The American Cancer Association has emitted statements on this, and they say that the second What the first treatment does is create a second round of cancer. But it's big business.
Mm.
You see? And so now we're looking at the society. This is just one industry. The music industry, we've seen how many of these great artists have been, you know, destroyed because of the same formula. If you look at the food industry, if you look at the energy industry, we've seen now that the whole green movement is a fake green.
It's very fake, because you won't see any marketing for real fruit. Do you see that? You see the juice, you see the yogurt, you see whatever.
Yes.
But the label, but not the fruit.
Right.
So it's not green.
So the whole, that whole section in the supermarket called whole food is a lie. It is all engineered and manufactured GMO whole food. Yeah. Right. Aruba has, in America, the African American community has coined a concept called post-colonial or post-slavery traumatic disorder. I don't like the word disorder behind it, but that's like, you know what it means, that if it's the same thing that if you were to come out of a war situation or a terrible abuse in a marriage. But even when you give birth as a woman, the trauma, this is such a difficult thing. People, and then they want you to go back to work and do as if it's all fine. But the trauma is very difficult to do. So there's going to be a post-traumatic depression after that, because, you know, you've been so shocked. So post-traumatic disorder, we have identified, is not only occurring at the individual level based on extreme traumatic experiences, but also collectively.
Mm-hmm.
So the colonial, the colonized, and the African slavery, but women are the real slaves of Babylon. Women have been oppressed and destroyed for aeons. And that all creates what they call post-traumatic stress disorder, where you keep caught in the resonance of that time. You know, the mind doesn't get out of that. So Aruba and all of these countries that have been colonized and all of these groups are suffering from this, and it has to be healed, you know, because before you get out of that, you cannot talk about mental liberation and mental freedom and having the mental instruments to really take charge of your life and to create an eigen ontwikkeling, you know. This is why these countries are all stuck, you know, because they haven't, I call it, decompressed from this traumatic past. So that's why, you know, in Aruba also you get that people keep perpetuating these oppressive structures, you know. And let me give you a little example that really, like, broke my heart the other day, is that a little boy in St. Nicholas, a black boy, is being forced to color a painting of Zwarte Piet, the Black Peter tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy refuses to draw it, to color it. And and then he's forced, the mother is called in because the boy doesn't want to color in Black Peter, making black. And at the point where he's being coerced to do it, he then gets so upset, the little boy, that he then colors the whole page black. You know, and it's just a little example of how people in post-colonial, post-slavery disorder states, they themselves turn into their own wardens of their own mental prisons and keep administering the very prison system in their minds. And this is the thing, you see, we have been, we are in a state of mental slavery, you know, and people think, you know, Bob Marley sang about it, cool, you know, and all of that, and we play that song over and over, but he's basically telling us what has happened to us. You know, he was really a prophet, and it's such a pity, you know, that they single out that he smoked. But his thoughts, you know, his mental, he was amazing, and he was telling us that we are in a state of mental slavery. Elton, I've dedicated at least 20 years of my life to understanding and working with mental slavery, meaning people that are in a state of deep programming to keep themselves trapped. There is, you know, we could do a whole program on this, because the process of mental imprisonment is where you keep yourself in a prison. You're going to, one example of that is that you don't, you know, your own people are, you would never consider them, you know, and this is what you say is true, Elton, because the people, even the people now that are in the key positions, they don't like their own kind and themselves, and this is the way we keep perpetuating bringing the deployment of oppressive systems on ourselves. But Elton, this is the point here, and the point is this: it's not really anymore the system that is oppressing that is really the blame. It's the blame because they have perpetuated and they have created this. But what I'm saying is that only we can liberate our own minds. And if we were, so you know, see, this is the thing with mental slavery, is that you keep perpetuating your own imprisonment to the point where almost no development on this island comes from within. It's all externally imposed. And I have made a statement on my Facebook page, and it says, anything that doesn't grow from inside is fake. You know, so this is what you see on this island, is a very, very fake development. That's the point. We have been programmed deeply, like this little boy, you know, to look at himself as, this is why I have been fighting against this Sinterklaas. Mm-hmm. If in this day and age you were to put big red lips and paint the what we call the Zwarte Piet in the States, you would be in a lot of trouble, because the Black Americans would not tolerate this. I'm not saying that they are free. I'm just saying that. So if you as a child, and you grow up, and everything that is like you is seen as negative, then when you grow up, you will hate yourself.
You will hate yourself.
Of course.
Stay on a hardware, no, but that's at the core of the mind prison, where you tend to let the outside dictate the inside. Yeah. You see, there a profound shift has to happen where you start to look at life from the inside out. When you, as long as you're looking at the outside in, outside, you know me, they're not gonna like me. You're a mental prison. You see, so. You're in a prison, so you have to turn that around, where you say, you know, my focus is not so much on, you know, what you believe or like about me and all of that. You see, so that change, man, not a fácil. Mm-hmm. People think, you know, but there are steps for this, Elton. There are steps to get out of a state of mental slavery individually and collectively,
mm-hmm.
but part of the hardware problem of the mental prison is that you let outside dictate the way you should think.
Mm-hmm.